A runaway train. Administrative salaries steam ahead of faculty by 93%. When I arrived at the University of Idaho in 1972, new assistant professors made $10,000 and President Ernie Hartung made $30,000. When President Richard Gibb was hired in 1977, his salary had risen to four times that of entry-level faculty. Faculty complaints became more vocal when President Elizabeth Zenser's salary of 1993 was five times entry-level salaries. Zenser promised that her high-tide wage would float all faculty boats, but instead, except for some good years, our boats have been swamped. The faculty union on campus has been publishing a salary survey since 1976, and we have data on administrative salaries that go back to 1982. In those 24 years, higher administration salaries have increased 251%, while salaries for full professors went up a mere 154%. Current President Tim White's salary of $275,000 is a whopping 382% increase over President Gibbs' 1982 salary of $57,000. The consumer price index for that 24-year period was 193%. So that means that full professors have actually taken a 39% pay cut, while their bosses have had a net salary increase of 58%. The academic locomotive that should be pulling us along has left us at the station. Those who justify these huge administrative salaries say this is what the market demands, and we are still paying less than peer institutions. If faculty salaries had been keeping up, this would have been persuasive. But as the State Board of Education continues to approve these administrative increases each year, U of I faculty went without raises for 3 years between 2001 and 2004. The result is a staggering failure to meet salary levels at peer institutions, especially full professors in the following disciplines. Marketing is 41.6% behind. Philosophy, my department, a 39.9% behind. Teacher education, 35.5% behind. The law school is 34.5% behind, so forth and so on. At the peak of his career, Tim White receives a very fine reward, but our faculty are underpaid, demoralized, and disgusted. During the late 1960s, there was a large expansion of our public higher education system. This was good for educational opportunity, but bad for the way in which this system developed according to a business model. University presidents became more like CEOs than academic leaders, and their salaries, as well as those of their management teams, have skyrocketed. The natural response to the industrialization of the university was the rise of faculty unions. They now represent a large majority of faculty in states where collective bargaining is allowed. Idaho is not one of those states. A central feature of these contracts is a salary step system that guarantees cost of living increases as well as raises above that in good years. If U of I faculty had gone for our salary step system in 1976, we would now be at the top of our peers rather than at the bottom. Furthermore, faculty without market value, those in the library, humanities, and social sciences, would be making a decent professional wage. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, wishing you a good day.